Good morning to you on this Tuesday morning, August the 21st, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for joining us today, and may today and every day that we're together be a time to where the Spirit is evident and that He is speaking His words into the hearts of His people, and may today be no different than that. I have with me today Ms. Lori Lopez, who leads worship with me here at the Gathering Place. And I want to start with Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. This is a familiar passage to a lot of us, but let these words sink in today. And as I'm reading this, thank the Lord for these words and that they are truth for you and for me. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, this passage, it's one of Paul's strongest declarations of Jesus that we can find anywhere else in the Word. You know, there is no doubt of Paul's unwavering confidence in the love of God. You know, as he lists all of these things that that cannot separate us from the love of God, one leaps across the page for me. Life, where he says neither death nor life. You know, it is obvious that our physical death can't separate us from him. You know, it only serves to bring us into his presence for the rest of eternity. Try to put your mind around that today. But what is less obvious sometimes for us is the reality of this life having no power to separate us from the love of Christ. I mean, all of our struggles with sin in this life, all of the rejection by men in this life, Satan used all of those things in our lives to tell us that we are alone. He uses the hardships to try to convince us that love has come and it has gone, that we had our chance already. While it is an incredible thought to encounter the love of Jesus in death, it's even more incredible to think about the love of Jesus in life. He has given us the fullness of his love today. Now, David says it best in Psalm 63. He says, because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. His loving kindness is truly better than the things of this life. The issues of this life have no bearing upon how he sees me. The battle for perfection's crown has already been won in your life. The conqueror, he has won by overwhelming power. And today he has captured his bride with his overwhelming love. He has captured our hearts with his overwhelming love. You know, after everything fades away, his love remains. And his love remains for this life, what we are going through today. So my prayer today is that me and you and all of us here gathered together would put our hope in the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, that we would know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Jesus, thank you for that today, that you, Lord, that you have binded yourselves to us, Lord, with bonds that cannot be broken. Lord, that your love is forever. Lord, that your kindness is forever to your bride, to your children. Lord, so today in this life that we live, Lord, we rest, we celebrate your love. Lord, we declare it in the midst of each other. We declare it back to you that your love never fails. It never gives up. Lord, and because we know that to be true, Lord, because your love lives in us, Lord, Lord, that you enable us to do that. Lord, you enable us to love you in that way. You enable us to love those around us in that way. You enable us to love with a love that is unwavering, unceasing, with a love that is an agape love, unconditional. Lord, we respond in song to you today. Lord, we sing your love never fails.
The power of your great love. Come on.
as we go through the normal things in life, the jobs, the school, at home, with kids, with situations, Lord. Lord, remind us today, remind us of the eternal things, remind us what the things that remain forever, Lord, and may our minds be fixed on those things. Lord, may our minds be set above, Lord, the normal things in life. Lord, may our eyes and our hearts be set upon our Maker. Lord, and may our spirits rest in the love of our Savior today. In the fullness of the love that you have lavished upon your children. The love that you have poured out onto our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for who you are today. Thank you how you have made yourself accessible to people that are undeserving, that you have opened a door, that you have made a way, that you have made the way for us. Lord, our eyes are fixed upon you. Our eyes are fixed upon the things that are unseen today. The love of God, the love of God. Oh Lord, we love you. We pray this in your precious name today. Amen.